Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, January 9th, 2012. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Why Entrepreneurs Should Be Blogging and How to Get Started, with my guest, Michelle Schaefer, blogging expert. Today's show is being brought to you by How to Write Your Nonfiction Book in 90 Days, Even If You're an Ordinary Person and Hated High School English. This course is available now as a home study workshop. You may get it as an instant download at abookin90days.com. I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners. Whether you're listening live on the phone or perhaps you're on the website, I see a few of you are over in the chat room. Some of you are listening to this show from the archives. In any case, I'm honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. Now, if you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell other people about it who can benefit. Thanks to modern technology, there are many ways to do that. Of course, you can choose to do that through social media and on my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. Right under my photo, you will see several ways to keep in touch. The follow button is one of the popular ones because it will give you an announcement and a reminder in your email each week about the upcoming episodes. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life, personal and business. Each week, I interview guests from many different fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, you name it. We talk about any of those things and all of those things that contribute to lasting happiness. Today's episode is Why Entrepreneurs Should Be Blogging and How to Get Started with my guest, blogging expert, Michelle Schaefer. Michelle's Twitter profile describes her as caffeine-powered gal enjoying life with my kids and husband, empowering entrepreneurs by simplifying online business, websites, and marketing. That sums up Michelle pretty nicely. Depending on the time of day, you might find her blogging compulsively. Maybe you'll find her hosting a teleseminar, and she gives some great ones, by the way, writing an e-book, homeschooling her three children, chatting on Twitter, or playing with her kids in the beautiful Alaskan sunshine while enjoying a Frappuccino. In addition to a hopeless addiction to Starbucks, she's also a fan of political thriller novels and sci-fi. Excuse me, you can catch up with Michelle and find out everything she's up to at michelleschaefer.com. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show today Michelle Schaefer. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Flora. Thanks so much for having me on.
You're most welcome. I got all choked up when it said addiction to Starbucks. Because I think I'm along with you, too.
And you know, it's
same
a big
addiction.
Club.
Huh?
It's a big club.
Yeah, it's a very
got lots
big
of
club.
Members.
Yes, it does. And they're there every day when you go there. Well, I want to get started right away because this is something that entrepreneurs are still asking. You and I have been blogging for a while, but there's still people coming into the business and maybe who've been in a while who really wonder, should they be blogging at all? You know, what's the benefit? So why don't we get started at the beginning of it and just answer that question that I know you get asked about a lot. What is blogging?
Sure, that's a great question, and I do get asked that a lot. Blogging started out as more of an online journal, kind of like a diary, where a website was set up with entries that were arranged by date. But entrepreneurs and business owners quickly realized the potential in blogs and adapted them to use in marketing and promotion of their own businesses. Hmm. So it's a great, easy publishing tool that lets you get your message out there.
Okay. So then a blog for business people becomes a collection of articles as opposed to maybe like with journals where you're sharing what you're doing in your day and in your life, right?
Right.
Right. Yeah. Now, why should entrepreneurs be blogging then? I mean, what can a blog do for an entrepreneur?
Blogging has so many benefits for us as entrepreneurs. It's interesting mm-hmm. because, you know, you hear some people say blogging's dead, nobody's reading blogs, but it's so not true. Blogging is such a great way to get a simple website online. It's something you can do yourself. So mm-hmm. especially if you're just getting started, you don't have to invest thousands of dollars in a website designer or try to figure out all these different options that you've got. You can have a blog up and running in a weekend or less. It's mm-hmm. very simple to do. And so it's a low-cost alternative to one of those big fancy websites. Mm-hmm. And it gives you a simple way to get out there in front of your ideal prospects and let them give you feedback, share their thoughts, and interact with you. Blogging is something that kind of creates your home base online. I love mm-hmm. social media. I'm out there. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm doing teleseminars and all these other things. But my blog is where I drive that traffic back to. When people want to get to know me and find out how they can work with me or what I can do for them, they come mm-hmm. back to my blog, and they can mm-hmm. find all sorts of helpful information there. So smart marketers will tell you, you should always have something to invite people to, right? When you give them your business card,
yes,
and introduce
right.
yourself, tell them how
right.
you can help them. When you've got a blog, you've always got something to invite people back to where they can find value from you.
Okay. I noticed that a lot of entrepreneurs, including myself, who started years ago having a website and a blog, are now kind of merging the two and just having a blog where they treat it like a website and just put all of their content and products and other information all in that one place. Have you noticed this trend, and is this beneficial to entrepreneurs as well?
Definitely. It's a huge trend. Like you said, a lot of people are doing that. And one of the reasons is that as more entrepreneurs and small business owners and others have started blogging, the mm-hmm. software has developed and evolved to where now you can create an entire website with it. And, you know, it cuts down on costs. It makes it easier to update. It gives you so many benefits for your own business. You can put a shopping cart on there and sell your products or services right from your blog.
Okay. Yeah, it's certainly a lot easier, I think, for the average person who isn't familiar with HTML and all of that to manage,
yeah.
you know, to add content. And
right.
you can do it without a webmaster who's at, you know, I'm sure having a webmaster is helpful if you want to customize. But for
mm-hmm.
your daily entries, you can do it yourself, right?
Right. That's one of the things that I love about blogging is that anybody, if you know how to send an email or type up a document in Word, you can learn to use blogging software like WordPress to instantly get your stuff out there. You don't have to hire somebody else or ask them to help you with it once you learn the software. And it's just like sending an email or typing something up in Word. It's that easy.
Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of great blogging experts out there like you who are ready to help people, too, so we don't have to struggle alone. So tell us how blogging has helped your business. What has it done for you in your business?
I would have to say that making the decision to start blogging and then doing it consistently over the last 2 or 3 years here has been the main thing that has helped me build my business and build a platform where I can showcase what I'm good at, what I can help people with, and help people see me as an expert they can trust in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Blogging regularly has really been the key to growing my business.
Okay. And how long have you been blogging?
I believe my 3-year anniversary comes up in about 2 months.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So that's not that long necessarily, as some people have. That's great.
No,
and
honestly, I've only started seeing results in about the last year and a half because I made so many mistakes when I got started. So it's not something that has to take a long time to get it up to speed and get traffic to it. You don't have to spend 3 years to get where I'm at.
Well, I think that the more people like you who make the mistakes and then figure it out and then are willing to share that mm-hmm. with the rest of us, the more it cuts down on the learning curve we have to climb.
Right.
I think that's what's so great about having someone like you share. And I just finished your wonderful workshop where I got so much information, and I've been blogging longer than you have, and yet I learned about new tools, new ways of doing things, so much information. Now the challenge is going to be to implement all of that. And I know that you're about to start your workshop or you have a new program coming up. And I don't know if it's the same as the one I took already or if it's different. Would you tell us about the program you have coming up soon?
Sure. What I did was I took the content that we went over, Flora, in that six-week blogging workshop, and with feedback from everyone based on, you know, what questions came up, what information people wanted to know more about, I revised it all and put it into the same type of format where I deliver the content, I teach about the different aspects of blogging, and then you have the action worksheet where you check off each step as you go. And I'm going to be teaching it live again starting February 6th.
Okay.
So that's going to be a great
class. Is there going to be a six-week program again?
It is. It's a six-week program because we cover so much. We really start at the beginning and, you know, how to get WordPress set up right, all the way through how to market your blog and get links to it and get it out there. We kind of run the whole process. But I also wanted to share that I have on my site, if you go to launchyourblog.com, a free 31-day e-course. So if you don't have a blog yet and you sign up for that, it'll send you a lesson each day that in very small steps you can get started blogging.
Okay, that's cool. And, you know, but you had so much in that course that I want to commend you take a moment to commend you because my major in college was curriculum and development. And the way you developed that program was very sound as far as, you know, curriculum techniques and organization. It just made it so easy to follow. And then having the action steps, too. So I'm just sharing that with you because I spent the last year and a half listening to a lot of teleseminars and webinars. And some of them left something to be desired when it came to organization. But yours had great content and organization and the action steps and also that the follow-up question and answer call. I think that's an amazing piece to add to it because if you try to do the workshop and the question and answer and all that in one session, it gets exhausting for people.
Right.
And separating them the way you did was very smart. So I encourage anyone listening who is starting a blog, or if you're like me, you're already a veteran, let me tell you, you are going to learn something new, and or you're going to learn the right way to do it, the way you should have been doing it all along, at launchyourblog.com. So thanks for sharing that, and thank you for bringing that back for those of us who are ready to take it again and the new folks. What are the steps that are going to be in your course or that people need to know to get started? I know there's certain steps that we need to go through. Could you share what some of those are?
Absolutely. So I tell people that when you're starting a blog, there's really only five main steps that you need to go through. So you don't want to break it down too much more and get overwhelmed with it because really it's not that difficult to get started. The first step is just to decide your why, who, and what. You need to know why you want to blog, what your goal is, and then you need to decide who your ideal reader is and what you can share with them that they want to know. And all three of those are critical before you get set up with your blog, or if you're already blogging, go back and think about these questions because it's going to make everything else easier. Mm-hmm. When you sit down to write your content, when you're trying to figure out, you know, what else to talk about, when you know why you're blogging and who you're blogging to help. And if you're already in business, you probably know these questions. You've already done the ideal client profile, and so you've got a jump start on that.
Mm-hmm.
But that should be your first step. You want to make sure that you know why you're blogging.
Okay. Let me ask regarding knowing why you're or the what of your blog. Is it more helpful, you think, for people to go for a narrow topic than it is to do something big and broad? And in other words, you know, instead of talking about, let's say, dating, narrow your blog to how guys can get a girl or something, you know, narrow it much further down, or which is better to start, do you think?
That's a great question and a great topic. I'm sure that one would go over well. I think
yeah.
It really depends on what you're, if we're talking about blogging for entrepreneurs, it really depends on what you're doing entrepreneurially. My blog tends to be more than just one very narrow niche subject, but it's still all tied together by the common thread of simplifying online business, so websites and blogging. But I would say you want to have a focus that you know exactly what your ideal topics are, and to remember, too, that blogs evolve. So you can start out talking about a very narrow niche like that and still be free to once in a while bring something in as long as it's related, but you want to keep it on a general topic because otherwise your subscribers and your readers are going to go, wait, this is a blog about dating and now there's a baseball post? I'm a little lost. So focus is a good thing if you want to build up readers who stick around.
Okay. And I like your, you gave 2 points that are very important to keep in mind across the board is simplifying is what you do. You take something that covers a lot of fields and a lot of our different genres, but your goal is to simplify the blogging process. And the other thing you mentioned that's important to keep in mind is evolving, because I know I'm guilty of working and planning something until I think I have it perfect before I launch it. And the truth is that once you launch something, it's going to evolve. Whatever, wherever you started with it, as you get input and feedback, it's going to evolve. So you don't, we don't need to have this feeling of waiting until we've figured every single itty-bitty thing out, correct?
Definitely. I look at my blog as a constant work in progress. And that's what I always tell people when they ask me questions about, oh, you changed this. I'm like, yeah, I'm testing things, trying new things out. It's something that, because it's easy to use, you can easily change what you need to change to test. And, we're entrepreneurs partially because we really like that freedom. That's one reason I love blogging is that it allows us to, be free with what we want to go, which directions in our business.
Okay. Now, that was the first step then, was deciding the why and who your reader is and what you can share. What are the other steps?
Okay. Step two, after you know why you're blogging, would be to choose your title and domain. So if you're not online yet, you would need to register a domain name, and that's just something like yourname.com or yourbusiness.com. And if you already have a website, it may be as simple as just adding a blog to your existing site. But you have to decide what you want your domain to be and, where you're going to put that blog. So that's step two.
Okay. And at this point, I want to point out for people who don't know where to go to get domains and that kind of thing, boy, Michelle covers this thoroughly in her class. And so if this is brand new to you, you can benefit, let me tell you, from the guidance. Okay, go ahead, step three.
Thanks, Laura. Step three is to install the blog and get it set up.
Mm-hmm.
And what you've got to do there is choose what platform that you want to blog on, because, again, blogging is super popular and there are so many choices out there. If you may have heard, the different choices before, but WordPress, Blogger, Tumblr, TypePad, there's a lot of them out there that you can choose from. What I use and recommend is WordPress.org, and you put it on your own hosting space. But you want to look at, what the different options are, depending on what you're blogging for. If you're doing a personal blog, then, Blogger.com or somewhere else might be a good fit for you. But for business blogs, I strongly recommend WordPress.org, because it gives you the most flexibility and room to grow to do those things Laura was mentioning earlier about putting your whole site into the blog and some of those options. But once you get your platform chosen, you install it, and don't let that scare you. It's not as scary and difficult as it might sound. It's really just a few clicks in the control panel at your web host, and once you've done that, it installs for you. So it gets it all set up. All you have to do is tell it you want it installed. So don't let a fear of that stop you from blogging. Once you've got that done, then there's some settings and, your design and a few things that you go through and get set up.
Okay. Now, step four?
Step four is to get blogging and blog consistently. Simple as that. That's probably the most important step there. So far as, you got to blog consistently, because it won't work if you don't do it regularly. This is one of the biggest mistakes I made when I got started, was I didn't I hadn't fully wrapped my mind around the concept of blogging yet, and I was just posting an article every week or two. And that does not work well. Let me tell you, the mistakes that I share with you in the blogging course are because I've made them and I figured out how to unmake them. But you've got to blog consistently. And what I recommend to people is you use what's called an editorial calendar. So just like you plan out your marketing or you plan out when you're going to launch products and break that down into what steps you need to take to get you there, you do the same thing with your blog. You plan out if you want to post two or three times a week, then you write down topic ideas and put them on your calendar so that it's easier to stay consistent with your blog.
And, you know, along with that, because that's one of my challenges, is keeping it simple, because I tend to start writing these long blog posts, and chances are you're going to procrastinate if you think you have to write something extremely long, and you don't.
You don't. You know, it's been interesting to me to watch what gets a response on my blog. And sometimes the things I post, there are 150 or 200 words, get the most response. And it's like, you know, because people have short attention spans. And they really want you to boil things down to, you know, one focus for your blog post and one thing that you can help them with in that particular post. And so the shorter posts do work really well for getting interaction from people. It doesn't have to be a 2,000-word essay or, you know, a 20,000-word thesis to be a good blog post. It can be very simple.
That's a good way to lose readers if you have a 20,000-word thesis.
Yes.
But what is the tip? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, one quick tip if you find yourself writing longer blog posts is to figure out how you can break that up and use it for three or four posts, because then you've got way more posts and it encourages return readers because they know you're writing a series, and if they want to get the rest of that, they've got to come back.
Right.
That can be it can be an advantage if you tend to write that way, if you just break it up into a series.
I figured that out eventually. Okay, and then what do we do next?
Well, you've got to get out there and promote your blog. That is step five. You need to let people know it's there, because this isn't, you know, Field of Dreams. It's not Build It and They Will Come. You've got to let people know that you are blogging, that you have something helpful to share with them. And the best thing about, one of the best things I should say about blogging, is that it makes it easy to add tools to your site that will help you do this and help others share you as well. There's social networking buttons you can add so that people can easily share you on Facebook, on Twitter, LinkedIn, MySpace, wherever you're at. You can let people, or wherever they're at, you can let people share your content. And there's so many ways to promote a blog that blogging is easier to get out there than a regular website, because you're giving content that people will naturally share and link to, as opposed to a regular website where it's, you know, just a brochure for your business or services. You got to get out there and promote your blog, comment on other blogs, build links to your blog, invite guest posters. You know, that's another benefit of blogging, is that you've got somewhere that you can feature others and build relationships with your colleagues and other people that you're working with. So you just got to let people know it exists.
And I want to point out that one of the things that I learned from your class is the easy way to do this is to link one thing to the other, so that people are listening or thinking, oh, my gosh, I have to go to each one of these social media sites, I have to go here, I have to go there. No, there are ways to link so that they all get kind of notified around the same at the same time when you post. So you don't have to run to all these places. And yet it appears that you're all over the place, but you don't have to do all of those separate actions.
Right. And most of the people who you see that they're just everywhere, it's because they've figured out how to automate some of this stuff. And I tell people in my class, automation is not evil. It's only when you do it wrong. When it's done right, it can help you reach more people and get them back to your blog where, you know, you're offering helpful information for them. And like you said, there's easy ways to set that up so that you're all over the place without spending hours a day promoting your blog. That's another mistake I made when I first got started, was I didn't promote my blog because I didn't have an extra hour or two in my day. I don't know many people who do. And that's something that can be done in just a few minutes when you have a plan together for it.
Right. And unless blogging is your way of making a living, blogging is part of your marketing efforts.
Right.
So it's taking up too much of your day, then you really aren't getting to serve your clients or create your products, whatever your business is. So you have to figure out how to streamline and automate it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Now, we're winding down toward the end of the show, and I know that there's some entrepreneurs who have been stopped by blogging. They can't, like you said about in the beginning, they can't get their heads wrapped around it, how to do it, it's scary and so forth. And I know you wrote an article a while back about the fears that stop smart business owners from blogging. Where can they find that article? Where's that article?
Okay, this is an example of a guest post. I wrote an article for workingnaked.com, which is an awesome site if you're an entrepreneur. She talks about how you're working stripped of all those resources that you would have if you were in the corporate world. You don't have a secretary. You don't have a PR team. You don't have those people around you to support you, so you're working naked in that sense. And if you go to that site and you put my name in the search box, or if you put in secret fears, the article will come up, and I go through some of the things that stop really smart business owners from blogging, because if you have fears like, I don't think I have enough to say, or what if no one's going to read my blog, if you have those kind of worries, you are absolutely not alone. And I go through how you can overcome those fears and the easy ways to make sure that you do have content and that you do have people reading your blog. So I would encourage you to check that article out if you're feeling a little scared of blogging.
What, can you share just one of those things that people can do to overcome one of those fears?
Sure. One of them that I have a lot of people come to me with is, I don't think I have anything to write about. I don't have any content to share. And I always have to kind of stifle a giggle, because I guarantee you, if you are in business and if you have survived life for this long, you have so much to share with the world. You really do. And it's just a matter of figuring out how to brainstorm the content ideas. And that's something that can be easily learned. There are so many techniques you can use to come up with content ideas. A quick one that's one of my favorites is to look at what people are posting on social networks. Go see what questions they're asking that you can answer. You will find an endless supply of ideas that way of what to write about. And there's a lot of other ways that you can brainstorm those ideas too, but that is not a something that should stop you from blogging, because I guarantee you have helpful information that people want to know.
That's true. And I want to point out that you don't have to be a professional writer or an expert writer in order to write a blog, because you, as your whatever business you're in, you're an expert in it, and surely you know and can talk about your business better than anyone.
Right.
I want to remind listeners before we close the show today to check out your new course. Launchyourblog.com is where you want to go. And over there they can find out about the course as well as sign up for the free course.
Yes, those are both available on the front page. You can sign up for the free e-course, 31 days to walk you through how to get started blogging, or the six-week workshop we're starting soon, which Flora mentioned. We do a lesson as well as a completely separate Q&A session, so you can get all your questions answered. And if you use the coupon code COLOR, for Color Your Life Happy, you can get $50 off that course.
Hey, that's cool. I didn't know about that. I like that. So so you want to dash over to launch, L-A-U-N-C-H, your, Y-O-U-R, blog, B-L-O-G.com. And over there you can sign up for the six-week program and get a wonderful discount with the coupon code COLOR. Or if you would like to just get the free 31-day course, you can sign up for that too. So I encourage you to take a look at that. Those of you who have been hesitating to get started blogging, there's no need to hesitate any longer. Michelle has made it so easy for you. Michelle, thank you so much for making time to come on the show today.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. I want to remind listeners that I'll be back next Monday, January 16th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, for another informative and exciting show. I'm coming to you from Anaheim, California today, and I want to encourage you to have a blessed week. And remember, color your life happy.
Color your life happy. Color.